Kelly was arrested on January 15th at the Peace Bridge, which is on the border of the United States. He was asked to appear there upon entering the United States in November because it was suspected that he did not have documentation to be in this country legally. He was questioned by U.S. Customs and Border Protection and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. After a period of questioning, he was arrested by ICE on charges of being in this country without proper documentation and extrajudicial killing. He is in custody in Batavia, New York.
Pat, you said he was arrested. He did not have proper documentation.
That's correct.
How long has he been in this country?
He was given what is called a notice to appear when he was coming back into the country in November 2009. It was at that point that one of the border agents suspected that he did not have proper documentation to be here. He was given a deferred inspection, which means that they gave him a period of time to get his papers in order and appear at an office for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And it happened to be at the Peace Bridge, which is near his home. When he came there to be questioned about his status, his immigration status, he was also questioned about activities which he did not declare on entering the country. And he was charged with being in the country illegally and with extrajudicial killing. These are administrative charges, and he will appear before an immigration judge to talk about those charges and whether or not he has status to remain in the country.
I asked the question about his documents because his wife told me that the issue of his documentation was settled back in 2006.
You know, that was another judicial process, and I think if you do your research, you will see why those charges were dismissed.
The other thing you're telling me, Pat, is that he's being held for extrajudicial killings. These
yes.
happen where? Liberia or here?
Extrajudicial in Liberia.
And he's to go to trial on these charges, or he's going to be sent to Liberia for trial?
Actually, I can't say very much about those specific charges, but they pertain to what you declare when you come into this country. For instance, many people neglect to tell us about their military service, which may have involved things that would preclude them from being in this country. That's just an example. When you come into the United States, you're asked about any associations or activities that would preclude you from living here in the United States. And if you do not answer those correctly, or evidence is found to show that you did not answer those correctly, you can be charged with being in this country illegally and taken before an immigration judge who will ultimately decide whether those charges are valid.
So, Pat, you're telling us that when George Boley initially entered the United States, he did not declare that he was a member of a rebel movement in Liberia.
I did not say that, but I did say that the charges indicate that perhaps these things were not properly declared. And again, until he has had his court hearing, they are just charges.
Do we know when he goes to court?
You know, I do not know that, because I believe the date must have changed, but that is the Executive Office of Immigration Review. It's part of the Department of Justice, and they should be able to tell you when that hearing will be and whether or not outsiders are welcome.